Aircheckdownloads.com.
Trevor Nelson from 10 o'clock and Steve Lamack from 11 on Radio 2.
It's the place. Yes, indeed. We never have an unsigned band here. Never. No demo tracks. No competitions. No prizes. Dame Alan Neagle, Pete Doherty House. North Somerset. Dear Miriam Stoppard, I've opened my own rehabilitation centre for troubled pop stars, thespians, and other riffraff. It's called The Priority. The priority being a large cash deposit for my universal panacea of iced sitz baths, flaming hot saunas, and the cat-o'-nine-tails. The cat-o'-nine-tails are most effective. So far, I've dealt with cases of Boz Scaggs, Dizzy Gillespie's, Cooler Shakers, and Googie Withers. And none of it was easy. Duffy. Mercy. Or possibly Mercy by Duff and Duffy by Mercy, I don't know. I'm an expat living in Sweden. James Kemp. Are you? And you're a non-dom in Sweden, are you? Here in Sweden, they're pretty crazy about the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah, it's extraordinary, and the Swedes seem a quite balanced and sensible people to me. Extremely sensible, and run their country in a very efficient manner. But they take the Eurovision Song Contest very seriously. They take weeks and weeks to decide who will represent Sweden, going from regional finals to a best of the losers night, and finally a proper final, all staged on national TV over a series. 10 weekends. It's all complete now, and we've got a fairly hot little number with which the European public will surely be tickled. The real reason for this, Dachi, can we get a live feed of your commentary for the big night? No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to expose the Swedes to anything as indelicate as that, and particularly as they are a people who take the Eurovision Song Contest so seriously. And James says, I've sat through 2 Eurovisions since moving to Sweden. And he said, I have to butt in now, because I can't hear your comments. I have to butt in with my own sarky comments. It's no fun. And my Swedish wife finds it quite irritating. Because, like all other Swedes, she takes it very seriously. It's extraordinary. It would take 10 weeks to pick the song for Europe. Extraordinary. And it gets longer and longer every year. Well, it does, of course, and it's going to be even longer this year because there's 2 semi-finals as well as a final. Overkill. More like roadkill.
Aircheckdownloads.com.